you're listening to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. We're your hosts, Colby and Kendall. We are twin sisters that work together to help motivate other women to find peace within the home, cultivating joy in everyday life, and of course, standing firm on Christ. We hope you guys stick around and become part of our community. With all love, enjoy the show. How we grow our community is only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_, and don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. We're back with another devotional. Kendall's going to be reading it for us. And as always, we hope this encourages you guys. And we are praying for you guys throughout the week. Thank you so much for listening. And here we go.
Yeah, also I want to add before we start, we are going to be posting devotionals on every Tuesday. So Tuesdays are for devotionals. It's going to be short, quick, and just an encouragement. All right. And right now we're going through the Mr. and Mrs. book again, like I said earlier. Anyways, so this one says, Fellowship in Christ. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. 1 John 1:3-4. The devotional part says, Marriage holds the potential for beautiful intimacy, companionship, and a life shared with memories and purpose. In Christ, we have the promise of even more, a deeper fellowship with God and each other through the Holy Spirit. Sometimes your Christian life can feel too personal to share with anyone else, but your faith was designed to be lived as part of a larger whole, the church. Allowing your partner to into the deeper places of your heart will bind you together, will help each other to know Christ more than ever before. How are you sharing your spiritual lives today? Join together in prayer to experience God's answers as a couple. Keep each other up on to date. What you have learned from the Word. Share a favorite worship song you hear on the radio or at church. Ask each other for insight into challenging questions about faith or the Bible. Celebrate together when you see God's healing or salvation in the lives of others. Let your closeness with the Lord create a deeper connection between you as well. I just think that's so beautiful, and there's so much to take from that. Our spouse should be the number one person we are sharing our faith with. So we encourage you to take baby steps in that and just allow the Lord to work. Anyways, see you guys next time.